Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the AC Jet Life podcast. Today we will have a weather and sports segment, as usual, and then Sam will interview two seniors, Cam Brown and Trace Melching. And then after that, we'll talk about the Adams Central musical this year, the Nifty Fifties, with Bree, Sam, and a special guest, Jeff. So now let's get this episode started.
Okay, so this is Brianna Cook reporting the weather for the upcoming 10 days. So tomorrow, Friday the 4th, will be a high of 48, mostly cloudy. And good news for those warm weather people, Saturday will be 72 out for the high and partly cloudy. Really low, 3% chance of rain. Sunday the 6th is 62, getting a little chillier than a Saturday. Partly cloudy, some wind, not too big of rain, 24%. So then it starts getting really chilly, Monday the 7th with a high of 41. There's a 76% chance of rain and possible snow. 42 degrees for the high for Tuesday. Back down to 12% for rain and partly cloudy. And then Wednesday, 49 is the high, mostly sunny, so hopefully there's going to be some nice sunshine with only 5% chance of rain. So Thursday, the 10th, there's a high of 52, mostly cloudy, only 24% chance of rain, and 10-mile-per-hour wind. The 11th is 45 for the high. Few showers, 34% chance of rain, so we'll probably get some sprinkles. Saturday the 12th is the high of 32, so we're getting down to the 30s, mostly cloudy. 24% chance of rain with 16-mile-per-hour wind. And lastly, Sunday the 13th will be a high of 36, partly cloudy, and 15% chance of rain with 14-miles-per-hour wind. So that is the weather report for all the people that might be going anywhere. I know the musical's coming up, so if we have rain that day, or now you know. Make sure you guys change your clocks Sunday, March 13th, as time will be changing. Time will change at 2 a.m. on March 13th.
For sports this week, there's only one winter sport left, that being the boys' basketball team, as they traveled over to Bluffton on Wednesday to face Wabash, where they won 66-51. It was 25-12 after the first quarter, 40-26 after halftime. Then Wabash went on a little bit of a run to make it 54-45 after three. But Adams Central came out victorious once again, 66-51. For stats, Micah McClure had 4 points. Brayson Yergler had 18 with 6 assists. Nick Neuenschwander had 2 points, Ethan Brown had 7, Isaac Schultz also had 7 points, and Ethan Poling led the team with 28 points, as he had 7 rebounds as well. Next up for the Jets, they will play on Friday at 7 o'clock in the semifinal game back at Bluffton against Canterbury. And if they win that game, they will play on Saturday back at 7 o'clock again against the winner of Blackhawk and Whitco. The Wabash win made Adams Central 15-7 overall this season, and once again they did finish second in the ACAC at 5-1.
Next up in our interview segment are seniors Trace Melching and Cam Brown, here to talk about sports and what it's like to be a senior.
So Cam, how's your season been so far?
We just finished the regular season on Friday, and it's a pretty good year. We had ended 14-7, so that was one of the best records in a decent amount of time. And we're looking forward to a big sectional week. And shout out to Big E Ethan Poling, because he looks so good in his basketball uniform.
All right, Cam. So how do you feel about sectionals coming up?
Our team's feeling pretty good about it. We got a pretty good draw for the tournament, so. Hopefully we can win some games, and hopefully the students will show out at Bluffton on Wednesday at 6 o'clock to watch us play Wabash first game.
All right, Cam, what's your favorite part about the season this year?
So far, my favorite moment in the season was when we beat Heritage in overtime and we walked into the locker room and Coach McClure started gritting. And I will say, it was not that good of a gritty.
Trace, what was your favorite moment here in the student section?
My favorite moment, no doubt, was when the Cam Brown walked over to the corner. You know, we were all hyping him up to over there to, you know, shoot that three on senior night. And he gets the ball. We all look at him. We know he's going to shoot it. Guy's in his face. He takes a step back, absolutely airballs it. Terrible shot. But you know what? The student section went crazy still because that's how we support Cam Brown and his doings.
All right, so how do you feel about the years to come in basketball here at AC?
I think the future is bright at AC basketball. We got most of the team returning next year. Obviously, we're losing Brayson, Nick, Ethan the B146, and myself. I think the team will miss the other three a whole lot. Myself, probably not so much. But I'm going to be watching their games from Bloomington and cheering them on.
All right, Trace, it has come to my attention that in middle school you used to play basketball. Can you tell us some more about that?
Yeah, so basically, you know, I was the guy in middle school, no doubt. Then I decided to go separate ways, you know. But middle school, definitely my favorite memory, you know. My coaches compared me to Jimmy Butler, you know, a shooter, facilitator, and a defender, all in one. Probably the best player on the court, no doubt. Actually, I'm not even going to say probably. I was the best player on the court. You know, that team was a good team. We went out there. We did our thing. You know, I'm sure they're not happy with me not coming out for high school basketball. Could have made a big difference. Probably would have, you know, made a state run. But, yeah, that's my middle school career.
So, Trace, what kind of difference do you think you'd be making if you were out on the court there today?
So basically, I think I'd be making the biggest impact on the court, no doubt. I don't think Brayson would get any points. They'd be all coming to me. Pulling, probably just rebounds. I can shoot the lights out of the gym, and no doubt I can use my height and get down and, you know, get those tough points. You know, a lot of and ones, big guy. And I just think I'd make a huge impact. There's no doubt about it.
All right, and Trace, what do you think is your biggest threat on the court?
So basically, if I was playing today, my biggest threat, no doubt, would be my physicality. Eighth grade year, first game, I was coming in about 6'6", I think, 285. And I think I've definitely grown since then, so I'm probably around 6'8", no doubt. And I just, you know, use my physicality down there. No one's beating me out. Might as well go for pulling starting spot.
All right, and after hearing all of this, Trace, what made you want to quit the basketball program here at AC?
Well, summer going into freshman year, big game came out, Fortnite. Basically, I wanted to take my talents over there to Fortnite. You know, I'm an elite gamer. That's what I do. And it did pay off. I ended up placing top 500 in a Winter Royale skirmish. So, yeah, I think my talents transitioned well. And I got a lot of Vic Roys, definitely.
All right, Cam, I know you're good friends with Trace, so how did you guys play together on Fortnite?
Oh, well, you know, we've got an elite group of individuals that we call the PS4 Buds. It's been that way since freshman year going into it when Fortnite first came out. We got Trace Melching, who can lead a squad as if he's an army general. I mean, the guy can do it all out on the battlefield, and he's, like you said earlier, he's an elite gamer and he can do it all. And then you got Ethan the B146. He's also quite a good gamer. He's got the Fortnite skills, definitely second on the leaderboard behind Trace. Then you go down to me. I myself am an elite gamer as well. I probably get 1 to 2 kills per Vic Roy. You can always count on me to get sniped late game, and that's when Trace and Ethan have to stay alive to revive me. Then you go down the list to Brian Gerard. Brian's there to, you know, he's there for the journey. Same with Baguba 22, which is Blake Hierley. He's just, they're all just kind of there. Going back to myself, my biggest role is probably just to keep everyone positive in the squad and get some laughs going. And that's as well a job for Brian and Blake.
All right. And so coming back to you, Trace, how did it feel to be crowned homecoming king this year?
It felt great. There's no doubt. I knew I had it in the bag, basically, though. There's one other guy that had a chance to win. And after me and my team found that scandal on him earlier in the year, everything went downhill for him after that. We found out that the guy doesn't put his Pop-Tarts in the toaster. I mean, that's just childish at that point. I mean, after that, his votes just went down. He went down in the power rankings. He was projected second in the voting and finished around four. And, I mean, that's, what more can you say about that? It felt great to win, though, no doubt.
So, Bam, is there any validity to this scandal that Trace just mentioned about you?
Yeah, I just want to come out and say that the scandal's 100% not true. I mean, I have no idea why someone would make up such an evil statement and put that evil on my name. I 110% put my Pop-Tarts in the toaster. Cinnamon brown sugar, to be exact. It's the best Pop-Tart there is. But, I mean, the guy had to play dirty to win Homecoming King. You know, making up a scandal about someone, one especially that dirty, just it shouldn't fly around here, but apparently it did, and that's what the outcome was Trace being homecoming king. So if he wants to live with that for the rest of his life, let him.
So that was the interview with Cam and Trace, and now we're on to our next segment.
And now Sam, Bree, and Jeff will talk about the 2022 musical here at AC. But first, Jeff will introduce himself as this is his first time on the podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff. I am a junior here at Adams Central High School. I am a member of the Adams Central Swing Choir. I do not have a job currently, and I do not do anything in my spare time. Also, I'm a ginger.
Okay, so our musical is about the Nifty 50s, and it's basically about 1950s, and everything's like old times. But we're going to start introducing our characters. So my character is named Evelyn, and the girls are kind of split into mean girls and nice girls, and I'm one of the four nice girls. My character's personality is really, like, silly, I guess. I don't really know what other word to say, but kind of, like, outgoing and kind of just free willies everything and just does what she wants and has some funny lines in there, you know?
So my character in the musical is a famous rock star by the name of Ziggy Springer. He is the cousin of the main character, Gracie Stanley, and he is woo-hooed by all the ladies in the Nifty 50s. He is like an energetic, outgoing sort of he's like a ball of chaos, and he is not exactly on the best terms with his manager, because his manager is not a friendly person.
All right, my character is Lenny King, and I am Ziggy's manager. I'm here for the money, and I already signed my life away, so that's why I'm here.
All right, so why did you guys audition for the roles that you have?
Well, the reason that I chose to play as Ziggy Springer is because one of the people that I looked up to as a freshman was Alex Anderson, who originally had this role as Ziggy Springer, but due to COVID-19, our original planned performance for this got canceled and delayed many times, and we never got to perform it. And I've wanted to attempt to honor his bound-to-be legacy as Ziggy, and I wanted to, yeah.
All right, I chose my role because, like, I don't know, I just like my position in the musical. I don't really have to have, like, a big part, so I don't have to worry about memorizing a ton of lines. But I still feel like I'm doing something. My character has a little bit of a role in the actual events of the musical.
I chose my role because last year I was like a really mean girl. I was Barbara Ann. And so I was kind of like a snotty rich girl. So this year I thought I'd like put a twist on it and just like be nice. And I feel like our group as the nice girls like all like go off base of each other and are like a good group. So yeah. Some might say that my last year's character fit my personality more because I was a snotty rich girl, but no, I'm gay.
So that's it for the musical section. The Nifty 50s, you could go and watch it at Adams Central from March 10th through 12th. Unless you're a student, then you can see it on the 9th as well. It's $5 on student night and $8 for 10th through 12th. So that was it for episode 2 of the Adams Central Jet Life podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed and hope to see you next week.